from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Morning, happy Wednesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday. A quick introduction. As we all know, Chef is out. He's out on leave right now, but joining us is Laura Scott. Laura Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for helping us out. Ursula, I'm excited about, we're going to have a guest at 9:33. Go ahead. You want to tell the listeners who our guest is going to be?
Well, he is someone who is really special to our show. He has supported us from the very beginning. We've told you that we have many police officers who we know who listen, who also reach out to us. And this particular officer has been making such a great positive impact in the Puyallup community, and it is his last day today. So we wanted to have him join us and talk about that and also get some of his perspective. And we hope to hear from him a lot more now that he's retiring.
Absolutely. Right now, let's get to it. Ursula's top five news stories of the day, brought to you by Economy Fence Center.
It only took 10 hours of deliberations before the jury reached its decision. Just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the world watched as a judge in a Minnesota courtroom announced the verdict against Derek Chauvin.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
On the second and third counts, the jury also found the former Minneapolis police officer guilty in the death of George Floyd. People outside the courthouse broke into tears after hearing the verdict.
This has been a very hard ride for every person of color, white, black, it doesn't matter, native. We're all here for each other, but this is incredible. And calling my white mom, like just knowing that things are changing. We've stand through the Trayvon Martin trial. We've standing through everything. My mom lived through Rodney King, and just knowing that Minnesota is making an example and things are going to change.
The Floyd family attorney, Benjamin Crump, sees this case as a turning point in American history.
Let's pause for a moment to proclaim this historical moment, not just for the legacy of George Floyd, but for the legacy of America.
And, gee, I know this was a really emotional moment for you as well.
It was. Yesterday was emotional for many reasons for me. But I want to share with you and everyone that's listening right now where most of my emotions came from. The most beautiful thing about this country are the promises that it holds. For as many problems as this country has had and still has, Ursula, it's the promises that so many of us are in love with on a daily basis. Now, I shouldn't have been that emotional about a guilty verdict of a man that committed murder in front of us all. But I was. I was happy for my 78-year-old mother, who's probably listening right now, to hear her not believe that he wouldn't be found guilty is something that will always stick with me. I know she felt that way because of all that she has seen in her lifetime. She was 12 years old when those that killed Emmett Till in 1955 were acquitted. She was almost 50 years old when the police officers were acquitted for beating Rodney King on film that we all saw. So to her and anyone else out there that has seen so much in our country over the years, yesterday was a step in the right direction for this country. Plus, Mama, let's be real. Your son does have a chance to bring impact to this world on a daily basis. So it's because of you, this is where I am today. Mm-hmm. So for everything that you've gone through in your life, for every broken promise that you have had, today in 2021, your son has the opportunity to talk about this day. So back to yesterday being a step in the right direction. This verdict showed that the police are no longer above the law, and prosecutors can no longer avoid holding them accountable. No, things aren't perfect, Ursula. They're not. But I do believe that things will be better. That's what gives me hope every single day. That's what makes me turn on this microphone and do this show with you every single day, even through our agreements, disagreements, emotional conversations, tough topics, hard topics, all of those, because it makes it all worth it. Because every single day I have the opportunity to learn, not just through the news, not just through you, Ursula, but through our listeners as well. I have that golden opportunity every single day. Like, I almost feel guilty that every day I have the opportunity to connect with people in our community, people outside of our community, people with different ideals and different things that they believe in. And I get to learn from those things. I get to actually learn about some of your families. It's almost as if I have a great life because I get the opportunity to learn. And again, yes, some days are emotional. Some days aren't. Some days are funny. Today is just... Today is one of those days, though, I don't want to look at the score. Because the score, right now today, the score doesn't matter. Because, yeah, it's a lot to a little that's going on. But it's a celebration of this country moving in the right direction. So, you guys, it gives me hope every day. You can call me naive, but I always will believe that there is a possibility of a better tomorrow. And if better is possible, Ursula, then good is never enough.
That's right. First of all, I want to say you were right. I was wrong. Because throughout the trial, I was not willing to believe that this was going to be a done deal, that the horrific video that we all saw would be enough to convince 12 jurors to convict Chauvin of the most serious charge of murder, much less all three counts. So when all three verdicts were read, I was surprised. Why? And you know, I have not lived through everything that your mom has lived through, but I have covered the news enough, and I know that history has shown that it is next to impossible to convict a police officer of murder. And so I admittedly had lowered my expectations, but I did feel tremendous relief when I heard the verdicts. It wasn't jumping for joy or anything like that. I got teary-eyed seeing everyone react outside the courtroom, and I did get emotional. I thought of you. I actually texted you, G, but I thought of you and your family and your boys and all Black Americans and people of color who have lost faith in the system and who repeatedly feel traumatized every time one of these cases comes up. And I know we're going to be, you know, hearing from people who say, well, it's overemphasized and you're over exaggerating the number of cases. It's not a, you know what? Any one of these cases is too much. I do believe in the right to a fair trial. And despite what people are saying, Maxine Waters may have tainted the jury. The jury, it was a foregone conclusion. No, Derek Chauvin got a fair trial. The prosecution did a tremendous job. Chauvin's defense did not. But like you, I feel like this is the beginning of a new era. The law enforcement community is also reacting to the verdict. Bellevue's police chief, Steve Milette, says while nothing can bring George Floyd back, thankfully, justice has been served for him and for his family. And he says, quote, as public servants, we were all offended by the criminal actions of Derek Chauvin. Seattle's police chief, Adrian Diaz, says the death of Floyd at the hands of police was soul-crushing, and he continues to urge everyone to remain peaceful as they react to the verdict.
I support you. The SPD supports you. We ask, and I ask, that these gatherings be safe and peaceful.
The outspoken president of the Seattle Police Guild is also weighing in, and Kyber Radio's Hannah Scott has more on that.
Mike Solon never hides his unwavering support for most cops, but as he did right after the death of George Floyd, he reiterated where he and most cops stand on what happened on May 25th, 2020.
I think overwhelming majority, if not all cops, are shocked. It's horrible.
As far as the verdict?
Well, it's respecting due process and the rule of law is that jury in Minnesota found the officer guilty.
Here's what he means.
I think we must wait for due process and respect the rule of law.
gee, you're quiet. But I have to say that, and we're going to be talking to Bellevue's police chief coming up at 11:33, Steve Milet.
Right.
And I appreciate, because I had several police officers reach out. And one in particular from the Seattle Police Department who said, I am really proud of Seattle Police. I'm also really relieved that the jury came up with the verdict that it did. Mm-hmm. And that I'm going to actually try to look for it right now. But basically, he said that I hope that we can also realize that all of us have some hidden biases, and that, you know, this is a chance for us to be better about that. We need to continue these discussions about race and the disparities that exist in the criminal justice system, but we need to be real and examine some of our own hidden biases, and we all have them. And I think that's right. You know, and as we move forward, I always think, okay, it's not only, you know, everyone else's problem. It is my problem, too. What is it that I can do personally to stop continuing with some of these hidden biases that I do have?
Right. And some of these biases that we all have. You notice I was real quick to make sure I make sure I clear and clarify my words. Some of the biases that we all have aren't all of our faults. What I mean by that is TV that we've seen over the years. You'd be amazed at what that does. Who's telling the stories sometimes in media? That plays a part. School, what we learn in school plays a part. There's where we live, who's allowed to live where at a certain time in our country. There's so many things that play a part in these things. I just even just using myself for an example, like I've been lucky. What I mean by lucky is at the age of 11 years old, sent off, shipped off, however you want to send it, but I'm grateful for it. I was able to go to military school. And in military school, that was the first time that not only did I go to and attend school with other ethnicities, I lived with them as well, right? So here I was from Chicago, and I mean, I would go where I lived in my neighborhood. It was all black. I never saw anybody white in my neighborhood. So to go at 11 years old and to go and be around and learn different cultures and, oh, okay, I didn't know that. I don't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. The only time I've been around this ethnicity is I've seen it on TV. But now I'm actually going to your homes and all those things. So, Ursula, I was blessed. And so some of the biases I was able to learn at an early age, and that's the reason I don't want to go off on a tangent, but that is the reason why I understand sometimes when some folks have biases and they feel a certain way in their 40s and 50s. Some folks have never had an opportunity to be around different cultures, right? Somebody listening right now, somebody's like, I've never even had anybody a different ethnicity at my dinner table. Mm-hmm. It's totally normal. It happens all the time. And so that's why even sometimes, Ursula, we have people that disagree with our show, but they continue to listen to our show. To me, that says more about them than anything else. Like, I personally wouldn't listen or watch a show of people that I don't like. Me. But you know what I mean? Like, that's me.
Yeah.
But so sometimes when people says, yeah, I don't like you guys and you say bad things to us, but you continue to listen, it's almost like, huh, I almost kind of got a little respect for you.
Yeah. It's not that they we say bad things to them. They just don't like what we say. Okay, I got the okay from this. It's Captain Eric Sano from the Seattle Police Department. He is Japanese American. I just got the okay for him to share his name. And in his point being, you know, and he said, you know, if I told people I had a suspect run from me in the Rainier Valley, a lot of people would instantly jump to black male gang member. I think he's right. We like to think that we're not biased, but we all are in some way. And to me, he says, this is about treating all people with compassion and dignity. Race should never be a factor, but sadly it is. And we can't just express outrage and then not have meaningful discussions that create changes in policy and procedure. I love that a cop is telling me that, someone who is working from within, who is saying, you know what? I mean, this is, wow. It is great to see that this officer in Minnesota is being held accountable. But it is a start. And what is it that we can do? We need to fight against our own biases. That's whether it's police, whether it's us individually. And I just appreciate. And like I said, I always love hearing from police because, you know what? They're under a lot of criticism right now. And it is hard to take. It is hard to be a police officer right now. But I think what happened in Minnesota and the fact that there was a police chief and other officers who worked with Derek Chauvin who were willing to come out and say, this is not okay. That was another groundbreaking thing.
Right. Right.
Right. So that is why I feel optimistic. And you know, some people say, hey, this is just what should have been expected. Well, yeah, you can say that and say this is not a big deal. But no, this was actually something that happened that gives people hope.
Right. Well, Ursula, our buddy to the show, one of our cop friends, who actually happens to be, this will be his last day on the force today, by the way. His Officer Rob, as we call him, he's going to be retiring. We are still trying to get in touch with him, and he's supposed to be our guest for 9:30. If we don't talk to him at 9:30, then we'll fill out the rest of your top five, Ursula, because we didn't get to that. Thank you guys for being with us. We appreciate all of you. You guys are listening to the G and Ursula Show.
To the G and Ursula Show. This is your Wednesday morning edition. We sure appreciate you making us part of your daily routine. And so we've told you that we enjoy getting input from police officers all around our community. And one of those is one of our favorites. His name is Officer Rob Kearney, and he has been with the Puyallup Police Department for 16 years. And today is his last day on the job because he's retiring. And we wanted to invite him on the show. Good morning, Officer Rob.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So, first of all, we appreciate you switching up the time. We weren't sure if you'd be able to join us now. And thank you so much. Are you on the job right now?
No, I'm actually out doing a little morning exercise, getting my steps in. So I'm sitting in a park in Puyallup right now.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's start off, and just for people who don't recognize your voice, you've been on the show before, and you have been supporting us since the very, very beginning of the show. And one of the things that we love about you is that you always have a positive spin, and you have a great motto in life. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all in this together, friends. I've seen... Oh, over the years, it's been 24 years as a police officer, and it's gone by in a blink of an eye. I've seen so much horrible stuff, but I've also seen good things happen, and I've seen good things come from bad things, too. So I don't know if you want to call it like an existential shift or something like that years ago where I thought, well, if you focus on the positive, even if it's just a little bit, then that's what's going to expand, and the more you focus on it, the more you're going to get. So that's kind of been my mantra, I guess. And then, you know, teamwork and working together, that's how we really solve problems.
And Rob, obviously that you watched the verdict yesterday as well, and I know that you have reacted to it. What was your initial reaction and your hopes for what comes out of this?
Well, it's first off, it's a police officer being held accountable for something that he should not have done. There, I watched the video. I followed the trial, and I agree with the verdict. So this is just the first step, though. I think we need to get to a point where that kind of stuff just doesn't happen. And as police officers, yes, we do use force from time to time, but it's got to be necessary, and it has to be reasonable. And what we saw in that incident, it was neither of those.
Officer Rob, over the 16 years that you've been with the Puyallup Police Department, from then until now, tell us about the change that you have seen for the good within some of the police officers that you work with and around.
Oh, that's an awesome question. I always tell everybody that I'm blessed to be working for a department, like the Puyallup Police Department, and I'm retiring, so it's not like I have to say that. I that's how I truly feel. Our department, the one thing that we're really getting right is the service aspect of the job and getting out there. I mean, I can't remember the last time I worked a shift where I didn't run into somebody that I knew by name. And the new officers that we're bringing on board they seem to be totally on board with that. So it's an aspect of policing that's going to continue in Puyallup, and I think things are just going to keep getting better in that respect.
For you, what is the greatest lesson that you learn and that you're going to take away from being a police officer?
Oh, man. The amount of difference I think that one person can make, I know that there are some people, literally, there are some people who are alive right now because of me. That's kind of heavy, but wow. And don't ever lose sight of the fact that you, by your actions, and by your conduct, you can change somebody's world. You can change the world. So for me, the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this job is remembering what sort of an impact you can have. And the fact that you can have that impact, make it a good one.
Officer Rob, I'm going to ask you to share one of those instances. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that. And I know you literally have saved people's lives. Uh-huh. Talk to us about one that has really impacted you.
Oh, a couple of years ago, I was driving along, and we have on our radio, we get notified if fire is heading to something too. So we were notified that fire was headed to a CPR in progress call, and it turned out it was just a couple blocks away from where I was. And I used to be an EMT, so I figured I would go see if I could help out. And when I got there, it was a kind of a hidden driveway, a really long driveway. So I left my patrol car by the street, and I ran up the driveway. And I found a son doing CPR on his dad who had a heart attack. Mom was running around. She was really freaked out. So I took over for the son, and I told him to try to calm mom down and let fire know where we're at. So for a while, I was doing CPR by myself. It turned out to probably be about 2 minutes, but it felt like maybe an hour and a half. And I really, I mean, when they showed up, I didn't expect that we were going to have any good news. But we got a heartbeat back after the fire department got there and started working on him, too. Long story short, a year after that, the guy that I was doing CPR on gave me the best hug ever.
Wow.
That's the good stuff.
Wow. Officer Rob, before you go, okay, so... Yeah. One of the things that I know is one of my favorite things, and I don't know if anybody has ever heard it before, is the last call that happens with some police. It is like, seriously, it is one of my favorites. So here's I need this favor from you. When they do your last call today, can you record yourself getting that last call? Dude, it is one of my favorites, and I just want to replay it. You come back on the show, and we play it. Yeah. I got to hear that, man.
Yeah, we can do that. It's going to be, I'm working noon to midnight. So midnight, we'll be doing the last call, and I'll make sure somebody's here to film it.
Officer Rob, can you tell me what advice you would give people? Because right now, the idea of policing is probably scary for people who want to, you know, it sounds like an extremely challenging, in some ways, maybe a thankless job at times. For people who are considering a career in law enforcement, what advice would you give as you were ending your career?
It is it's a combination of the best and worst job ever. You're going to see horrible things, but you're going to be able to make a difference, and you're going to see beautiful things too. I guess even for people who don't want to be police officers, I think just for everybody out there listening, try to just take a moment when you're going to react to something. You know, unless it's something obviously a life or death situation that you have to deal with right away, then do it. But unless it's something like that, just take a moment and take a breath and try to think a little bit before you react or before you respond. I think if we all do that, things are going to get better.
Officer Rob Kearney, we thank you so much for your service. Congratulations on a career well done. Thank you for the positive impact you've had on your community. And I know in retirement you'll be as busy as ever, so I'm not going to worry about you.
No, I'll still be here doing the work.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
We appreciate you. Okay, still ahead, G, we need to talk.
Yes, we do. A Virginia police officer gave $25 towards someone's cause, and they were fired. We discuss that next, and we need to talk. You guys are listening to the G and Ursa Show. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Ursula, right now, we need to talk. And what we need to talk about is last week, if you guys remember, I told you about there was an article in The Guardian talking about the leaks of this police officers and state officials around the country that have donated to Kyle Rittenhouse. If you guys don't remember, Kyle Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old that was charged with the fatal shooting of two men at the protest last summer.
In Kenosha.
Kenosha, yeah. Wisconsin. Okay. Yes. So what would happen is when people would donate, they would go through a source in which they can keep themselves anonymous. Mm-hmm. So nobody wants to, you know, for some reason or another, they want to hide the fact that they want to donate to Kyle Rittenhouse. My thing is I've never hidden. But anyways.
Unless you're Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder, Silver Spoon said, hey, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to pay his bail. But anyways, let me tell you what happened. In September, an anonymous donor sent $25. Not too much. Not too much. Just $25 to the legal fund for Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, with that $25, he also sent along a note. Sometimes when you donate something, you want to send a note of support. His note said, quote, you've done nothing wrong. Well, in that data breach that I talked about, they found out who it was. It was Norfolk Police Lieutenant William K. Kelly is a person that sent this. Now, the city of Norfolk has fired Kelly after an internal investigation that found that he had violated city and department policies by sending the donation and note. Quote, his egregious comments erode the trust between the Norfolk Police Department and those they are sworn to serve. This according to the city manager. So, in our We Need to Talk segment is this, and here's the question. Should they have fired him right away when they found that he had donated along with the note of you did nothing wrong? 98973, your thoughts. Ursula, what do you got?
Okay, wait, you did a fantastic job explaining, but there was a little more in that note. Do you see where He went on to explain. He said basically, I'm speaking on behalf of every officer who believes this way, or something to that effect. I mean, he was speaking. It wasn't just you did nothing wrong. Every officer, I think he basically said, like, every officer believes that you did nothing wrong, which basically paints, their entire police department with this broad brush. So do I think that he could be fired or should be fired? It was dumb. It was something that I understand. I'll just say yes. I'll say yes because it actually does harm to the police department. If he was only representing himself and it said, you know what, dude, here's my $25. But he goes on to say, you did nothing wrong. Why didn't he just send in the $25? But to say you did nothing wrong, and he's representing the police department, and this is how other police officers feel, speaking on behalf of everybody else, that causes too much damage. And if the city didn't react, then there's this, mistrust, and then they have to deal with the ramifications of that. So I'll say yes.
So low-hanging fruit for me with this would be, yes, fire him right away. Boom, get him out of here.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you, Ursula, when I first start to really dig into this, it's kind of nerve-wracking. Like, this is a lieutenant, right? Like, this is a higher up. This is someone. And it's,
so should he not know better?
Right? You would think. But here's my thing. Here's the question is this. Should I believe this lieutenant? When this lieutenant says you've done nothing wrong, and I and other police officers believe the same way, like, is that right? Like, is there?
I don't think so. I think his mistake was speaking on behalf of other police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we think.
Okay.
You know what? If you feel that way, speak for yourself.
Let me ask this, Ursula. If you are a police officer and you actually feel that way, like right now, you're probably listening and you're like, yeah, I don't think Kyle Rittenhouse did anything wrong. Should they be police officers? If they feel that way? Goes a little deeper.
Oh, yeah. I can't answer that in 15 seconds.
No, you can't. That was unfair. I'll strike that, Your Honor. That was a very unfair question to ask Ursula with 15 seconds left. My bad. Hey, coming up next, we really break down and have more conversation on some of the new Washington legislation that is being put in place when it comes to other officers intervening. We do that next. It's G and Ursula.